following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen, gas isn't getting any cheaper these days, so you want to maximize your fuel economy as much as you can. So use your Motorhead and get Gumout Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gumout Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for up to 10 fill-ups. Lucas wants you to buy a bottle each time you fill your tank. Really? Every fill-up? Yeah, whatever. I'd rather drive smarter and maximize my fuel economy with Gumout Regain. Do the same and buy it now at AutoZone.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk baseball with Brad Hill, the head coach at Kansas State. They've moved back that series. This weather just sounds like it's not going to be any fun from late this afternoon into tomorrow. They're talking a foot of snow in the Panhandle and up around Valentine and things like that. And Nebraska's pushing back the baseball series one day. They're not going to start till Saturday, so no game Friday. It's been moved to Monday. 3:05 Saturday, 1:05 Sunday and Monday. We'll talk to him. Also, Mike McNeil, former Husker, going to join us on the program as well. We're going to hear some comments from Ross Ells, one of the first times that he has spoke since taking over as linebacker coach at Nebraska, former Hastings College coach, former assistant at Ohio with Frank Solich. We'll hear a couple comments from him, and should have time to also hear from Tom Osborne last night. More of the details unveiled about the huge athletic department project, $100 million, $63.5 million going to the East Stadium renovation, about 6,000 more seats. We'll hear a couple comments from Athletic Director Tom Osborne, who was on Sports Nightly last night on the Husker Sports Network. So that's all coming up. Plus, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the spring game on today's Doug and Daddy Show. So stay with us. We'll give you a chance to win tickets to Saturday's spring game. Reserve tickets. They're all reserved.
I think this is the first week because both papers have been loaded with articles about all these assistant coaches. They finally opened them up, and I guess Bo Pelini feeling, I guess he's got his message across because apparently he had to drill them on what they could say and couldn't say up until now, and now he's turning them loose and letting them get out a little bit and let people get to know them a little bit. And I think a lot of people have followed the articles in the World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star today, Lincoln Journal Star. Corey Raymond's got the big article from SIP in there. Talk about him coming to Nebraska and all the things going on in Lincoln with the defensive backs and how exciting that is. So a lot more articles like that. If you're following Husker football and you're following the spring game, you've been following these coaches the last few days.
So that's going on. Also postponed, a few local events have been postponed. A couple of the Kearney and Lex tennis invites, also track over at Shelton. It's not going to be pretty, but hopefully, and again, it's weird because they're talking that maybe already by Saturday it's going to be into the 60s and we're going to have some decent weather for not only the spring game but for the baseball series.
You're right, Doug, and we're pleased to be joined right now by the head coach at Kansas State, Brad Hill. Brad, how are you this morning? Thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, not a problem, guys. Appreciate it. Doing pretty good this morning. Coming right in the middle of my rehab. Not drug or alcohol either. So.
from Charlie Sheen to Brad Hill.
How about that?
This show.
How about that?
He's just hammered down another quart of chocolate milk. Coach, the series, this is unusual that a conference series ahead of time is moved back. Talk about what goes into just saying, I mean, do you talk to Mike? Is this an athletic director's call? And it sounds like it's a good deal, even though Monday kids will probably be missing class.
Yeah, well, we basically swap out Friday for Monday. So that's, you know, the class miss thing just kind of really negates itself. You know, it's not, obviously for us, it's not the most optimal thing we would want, especially since we're Thursday, Friday, Saturday with Texas Tech next week, but it is what it is. I mean, you can come in and risk it and be in there on Thursday and sit around all day Friday and don't play, which it looks like we wouldn't play anyway, and if you did have a chance, it would be extremely miserable from the looks of it. So, you know, I think we want our kids and everybody to really not make weather a factor or field conditions a factor and just line up and you play. And that's what I think, you know, what Mike's looking at and I'm looking at. That's what Saturday, Sunday, Monday looks like.
Brent, Nebraska got a nice win against Kansas State, but you guys are the team – or against Wichita State, excuse me. But you guys are the team that's on a roll right now. You're the one that wants to get back on the field after taking 2 out of 3 from Oklahoma, number 7 team in the country.
You just called us on a roll? Really? Wow. You may be the only person in the country calling us on a roll.
Hey, you take 2 out of 3 from a top 10 team, I think you're rolling.
Oh, man, I wish I felt like we were really rolling. But, no, like I said, we're really kind of, it's, you don't know. I mean, from day to day, we've kind of had a different club, a different mindset. And I'll be honest with you, it's kind of a club I'm not sure what we're going to get. I know the one thing we have done pretty well, the kids have competed pretty well, but, boy, we haven't done some baseball things very well at times. That's what concerns you. Defensively and offensively, we've been as inconsistent as any ball club I've had, really, the last 3 or 4 years. So that's a big concern, and hopefully, like I said, we can – you know, play a little bit. Last night was pretty good. You know, Tuesday in Omaha at Creighton, it was pretty bad. So, like I said, it's kind of a day-to-day thing with us.
Maybe that's more frustrating than anything when you do face a top 10 team and take care of business. You know where you could be.
Well, exactly, and that could happen. And again, I'm not sure that we necessarily just lined up and beat Oklahoma on Sunday. They had some errors that I think those were 500 runs we had in the one inning. But we'll take it because we've given up our share of those too. So there's a little payback time.
Kansas State baseball comes into Hawks Field this weekend for 3, and again, it's been postponed one day. They'll play Saturday, Sunday, Monday this weekend, and head coach Brad Hill joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you are finding a bit of consistency on your team, Coach, where would you say that's coming from? Hitting, pitching, fielding? Is there one spot that you like right now?
I think our pitching's been consistent. It seems like, you know, you could throw out probably Saturday against Oklahoma, Friday against A&M, and maybe an early game against Western Kentucky where we were really out of it pitching-wise. So, I mean, I don't know how many games we played, but I can think of probably 4 occasions that we were not, you know, our pitching just wasn't where it needed to be, and we just got beat. But other than that, our pitching has really been fairly stable, giving us a chance to win games. So that's probably been our most consistent. You know, inconsistent, and, yeah, you pointed to the other 2 things. That's probably our offense and our defense has been as inconsistent as it could be.
Coach, take us through your rotation for this weekend. It won't change, I imagine.
I don't believe so. It should stay Kyle Hunter, should stay Matt Applegate, and then Kayvon Brahms on Monday.
Coach, can you talk about Nebraska leaving this conference? I guess when I look back at your career, when you got to Kansas State, Nebraska was probably that team in the North that was pushing you every day to become a better baseball club.
Sure, you were always, boy, look at Nebraska, how they've done it. And, you know, when you try to model your program, you know, you try to model things that they did. They did a great job. Number one was recruiting local talent. They did a great job of keeping the best kids in Nebraska. And then, obviously, I thought they did a great job of being able to find talent up north. Take Darren Erstad, people like that. I mean, those, you know, they found some good players up north. And then Sprinkle, man, I did a great job then of being able to find a niche with sprinkling a junior college kid here or there that fit a great need for them. And it seemed like those kids really had success when they came in there. So, you know, again, they had a great model to follow, what they were trying to do and how they went about their business. They played hard. You know, again, it's just a program as you're trying to build. That's one you can look at and point your finger at and say that they have a pretty good plan for themselves.
Brad, for the fans that don't remember, you actually have played Nebraska once earlier this year. Is that setting the table for future non-conference dates, for future, of course, everything will be non-conference after this year, but future midweek series or even a weekend series in the future?
Yeah, Mike and I mean, we've always respected each other, I think, on and off the field. And, you know, like I said, I respect how he runs his program. And you know, I mean, it's 2 hours and 15 minutes. It's as close to Lincoln as it is to Wichita for us. So it would be really foolish for us not to try to play midweek and try to do that. I'm not sure exactly. We're going to try to set that thing up two or three times, I believe. And it'll be great for us. I mean, I hate losing them out of the league, obviously. You know, they're a great representative of our league and obviously give us added strength and power in all sports. But, you know, at the same time for us, the positive from our standpoint is we get to pick up couple midweek games where we don't have to count as a missed class and go play a quality opponent. We'll be a great crowd up there. They usually, obviously, when they come down here, we draw pretty well, so we can keep that going just be on a midweek basis.
Brad, Jason King leads you guys in home runs with 6, although he's only hitting .259 right now. The bats have diminished the home run numbers. Do you have him and other people in your lineup that provide the pop for this team?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's been kind of different people at different times. But for the most part, it's him and Kendall and Hinkle in the middle of our order. Those would be the three guys that have a little more pop. But right now, unless the wind's blowing out about 30, no one has any pop.
A little could be some small ball in Lincoln this weekend.
Yeah, pretty much.
Brad, we talk about records, we talk about averages, we talk about ERA, and the folks know that, hey, Kansas State's coming in this weekend. They don't know that you've already played the four studs right now of the conference. We talked a little bit about it, yet I know every week is important, but you have gone through the gauntlet already now as you head into the middle portion, and your team has survived. So is there a different mindset now that you get ready for the second half of the Big 12 season?
I guess you guys have been listening to Matt Walters on K-Man talking about this gauntlet thing. So, I'm like, it doesn't get any easier. Going to Nebraska is never easy. And then, you know, you look at the rest of the teams. It seems like everybody's beating everybody. I mean, they really are. And on a given weekend, you better come to play. I think it's more compressed this year. I mean, I don't know if that's good to say or not, but I think it is from top to bottom. I think it's really tight, and it's very like I said, competitive. I think we say that every year, but I'm not seeing quite maybe the separation where you always saw maybe two or three teams kind of run away from the pack, and maybe there's a team or two that kind of at the bottom, you know, are kind of struggling. Like I said, I guess if you had to pick somebody, you might say Missouri, but you know, they beat Oklahoma too early in the year. So I just think the league, it's just only a given weekend. You just don't know what's going to happen. You better come ready to play because you can easily lose a couple, maybe even three like we did earlier in the year.
Coach, you got Cal State Bakersfield there and here, kind of a unique midweek series, mid-conference. Talk about why you've done that, I guess.
We're in Manhattan, Kansas. That's probably the main reason why. There's not a whole lot of Southwest Airlines dropping down here in Manhattan, Kansas, where we can make it easy to schedule people. So basically, we have a home and home with Bakersfield. We're going to do it with the Riverside in the next couple of years. So, you know, you kind of got to find some people that are willing to make the trip. And we have to return trips. And, you know, there's people we're going to have to play. We're going to have to return that trip just to get them to come to Manhattan. So that's kind of how they end up doing a home and home with the Bakersfield, who, quite honestly, they're pretty scary. They beat some real quality opponents already this year.
Brad Hill will be appearing at the Mirage on August 15th and 16th. He's part-time comedian on the side. Brad, talk about Nebraska's lineup and what concerns you there.
Just, again, the versatility they have. Ashley, obviously, he's a great hitter. You really have to worry about him at all times. But then, you know, pretty good combination of things. And Mike does a good job of keeping you guessing. You know, they're hitting and running. And they usually pretty fundamental for what they're doing from an offensive standpoint and can mix some things up. And then, obviously, Ashley really concerns me a lot, obviously, sitting there in the middle of the lineup. So that's probably the biggest component that Mike brings, is the fact he'll keep you guessing and really mix things up on you. And again, from a defensive perspective, you know, for our standpoint, too, we're getting off our field turf, and they're going to be on a regular field. Sometimes that concerns me, too, a little bit.
Bradley Hill, he's the head baseball coach at Kansas State. Brad, just I got to ask you this. You got Bill Snyder and you got Frank Martin. Those guys hang out, play poker together, or how's that work out there?
Coach Martin and I are rehabbing together right now, actually. We are. I'm serious. He's got a thing on his knee, and I'm doing my shoulder. So there we go.
What did you do to the shoulder?
I had rotator surgery.
Lord, too many curveballs in batting practice.
Actually, my other shoulder, I really couldn't tell you what I did. I don't even want to think about what I might have done. It's actually my opposite shoulder, so that's probably back in younger days, and who knows.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to rehabbing and take that extra day, and we'll see you up in Lincoln this weekend. We sure appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
All right, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Brad Hill, Kansas State. I don't know what to say.
He's always been very blah, very... very, very business-like, stick to the point.
I think maybe he mixed a red and a green this morning. I don't know what happened. He was in a good mood this morning, and he's always in a good mood. I think you know what we're saying. This was a little bit more of a loose conversation we had today with the coach, and maybe with that extra day off, you know, you don't know what to do with an extra day off. It's going to throw their schedule off next week, but, you know, all of a sudden you're just going, huh, well, we're just going to probably have another practice today instead of getting ready to go to Lincoln. So Nebraska baseball, they are taking on K-State this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. The Friday's game has been moved to Monday because of the weather. 3:05 Saturday, part of Husker Saturday, part of the spring Saturday with the football game, the baseball game, and the volleyball game, all in Lincoln. And then 1:05 on Sunday and Monday.
Just a note, your tickets for Friday obviously will be used on the Monday game. That will get you in. So if you have Friday tickets and obviously there's no game, you can go. Now, on Monday, use those same tickets, get you in the gate, no problem, for Husker baseball, Monday at 1:05.
Let's give away a family four-pack to the Nebraska spring game. These tickets, I think they're all in the same general area for the spring game coming up on Saturday. We're going to get you into a Section 15 for Saturday's spring game, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number. We want to give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska spring game. The Nebraska spring game. That's this Saturday. That's 1 o'clock. The red is going to play the white, Tony. The red is going to play the white.
Taylor Martinez leads one. Cody Green leads another one.
They were drafted. Did you like the draft?
I don't know. I don't know. You got to break it down, and I don't know that they're going to show you anything on the draft anyway if everything's going to be a 34 trap on two.
All right. You got any spring game trivia you want to throw out today?
I do not have a spring game trivia right off the top of my head. I can get a spring game trivia.
Well, I knew you had plenty of spring game trivia. I mean, well, you don't. We'll take caller five back after this.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian. I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
If you like Charger, you'll love the brand new Charger Test. Supercharge your testosterone levels for more intense energy, strength, and stamina with Charger Test, only at Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition.
Text deadline got you frustrated.
How about a little relief? This Friday, April 15th, join us at the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill for the Tax Relief Party, featuring legendary comedian and performer, Daryl Rhodes.
I am such a dumbass. I stopped. The car behind me's yelling, cussing, screaming. I went back and apologized. I said, I'm sorry, officer. But you know what?
Show starts at 9:30 with no cover charge. Come early for best seats. Daryl Rhodes, this Friday at the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
At Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, this time of year is when athletes take their best swings.
Swing, and there's a shot. Deep to
swinging
right.
The big sticks on the diamond. Slap shot swinging on the ice. Or taking a big rip to drive that little white ball.
Is that swing for you?
One run score. Two run score.
My goodness, something has got to get here.
And listen for ESPN's Game of the Week every Sunday night on 1460 and 1550 AM.
A wind advisory goes in effect for our area this afternoon, continues into this evening. A high wind watch is in effect for tonight out through the day on Friday. We'll see high temperatures around 50 with rain showers are developing, especially late today. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Give away a family four-pack of spring game tickets for Saturday. Who'd we get, Merritt?
Cole in Cambridge.
All right. Cole, congratulations. He's headed to the spring game, courtesy of ESPN Radio and the Doug and Daddy Show. And, folks, whether you're watching spring football, whether you're watching golf, the NBA or the NHL playoffs or Major League Baseball, you can catch it all at the same time with your friends at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, where there's no better place to be if you want to catch up on your favorite sports teams. One of their 20 HD screens, including their huge 10-foot projection screen. Every once in a while, Yusef's in there watching the Lakers lose, so you know you can hang out with him and watch the Lakers. Always enjoy happy hour specials from 3 to 6, including the Big Ass Beer special for only $2.50, along with All Wells, just $1.50, and a large selection of small craft and microbrews available with the always guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. Cunningham's is now serving lunch as well, folks. They've got food for you when you're there. Stop by for lunch or supper for food that any sports fan would give two thumbs up. They've got appetizers, and then they've got their regular great food, some sliders, some shrimp skewers. So good. Just a great selection, whether it's a casual get-together with friends or a night out on the town. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, the place to be, located on 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. We've got an email here with our three words of the week. What do you got there?
I just made a masterful discovery of two eggs sunny side up on my plate. Also, thanks for the great prizes in the bracket contest. Thanks, Stan. Appreciate that.
What was our three words of the week again? Masterful, discovery, and sunny?
Yes.
Send those three in an email any way you want, and we'll give you a chance. Tomorrow, Friday, we'll be drawn out for a large combo meal from Big Dally's Deli. Coming up, Mike McNeil is going to join us here in just a few minutes. Overton has hired their new head football coach to replace Glenn Snodgrass. Paul Huizenfeld is coming over from Medicine Valley. He was an assistant there. He's going to be the new science teacher and football coach. He will be coming on board, taking over for Glenn Snodgrass, who earlier this spring accepted the head coaching job at York. Been told Eric Ryan is at least part of the staff, staying on as the D coordinator, and haven't heard more than that right now. But Paul Huizenfeld from Medicine Valley is going to be coming over and taking over as the new head football coach at Overton, an eight-man power here the last decade under Coach Glenn Snodgrass.
And going to continue to be a power when you see those younger grades coming up. Good for him. Congratulations, Paul. Welcome to the area.
Let's talk a couple of national things here before we take our next break. Barry Bonds. If you saw PTI and Mike Wilbon yesterday, it's pretty much exactly how I felt. Is it over now? Is it finally over? Are we done with this? This stuff that goes on for 10 years. I mean, this was way back from 2002 and 2003, people. And we get an obstruction of justice? Really? We're spending this kind of money on what?
Well, that's why we got a $1 trillion debt, I guess. Apparently. I don't understand it. Yeah, hopefully we... You know what? It's disappointing, I guess, if you're the prosecution. Because if you're obstructing justice, then didn't you lie?
But what about you? Your thoughts on it? Your feeling on it? You care?
Well, my thoughts from the beginning...
Are you sad? You happy?
My thoughts from the beginning are, Barry Bonds in prison, is that good for anybody? Is Barry Bonds a menace to society? Do we need to keep him off the streets? I would say no. That's why putting him behind bars would not have been my top priority in life.
Jim Thorpe getting out of prison for tax evasion, back on the senior tour this weekend.
Once again, yeah.
Don't break the law.
No, I know there's penalties to pay.
NHL playoffs began yesterday. The defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago lost to Vancouver 2-0, but that's an 8-0. How did our predictions do yesterday? I don't even remember.
Meredith, are we winning or losing?
I think you're winning. Winning. Let's see. I took Philadelphia and Detroit.
They might not have started
Detroit
yet.
Won. Philadelphia okay. has not started. You had San Jose and Washington. Washington overtime to win. San Jose plays today. So there you go. NBA playoffs.
That gets started. That gets started tonight.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Or Saturday, excuse me. Saturday and Sunday. In the East, Chicago plays Indiana. Miami plays Philadelphia. Boston takes on New York. Orlando takes on Atlanta. In the West, San Antonio will take on Memphis. The Lakers will take on New Orleans. Dallas takes on Portland. And Oklahoma City takes on Denver. NBA still more excited about their playoffs than the NHL? Or
by far.
By far, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think people are, yes. People start to follow the NBA now, even in Central Nebraska. Even in Central Nebraska, people will know who's advancing and what's going on in the NBA, where the NHL will be a blur until you get to the conference finals, at least.
Tony, bad break for the Hastings community and the Bronco baseball team. You know how it is trying to get a golf course or a baseball field or a yard, even a beautiful yard, ready to go after the winter. Well, they've been doing kind of the same thing every year at Hastings Duncan Field, and all of a sudden this year it didn't take. Sand all over the place, the grass not coming through, and it's so bad that they're going to quit playing baseball at Duncan Field, resod it, and all of Hastings' home games will now be held at Smith Complex, which is okay. It's just not Duncan Field. And the big thing, they were to host the conference baseball tournament. That's a big thing. Not only don't you have to travel, it's one of the, if not the nicest facility in the conference. And now they have to hold that somewhere else at a place to be determined in a quick turnaround here.
You're right. That'd be very disappointing. And you don't have the facility that you're used to playing in. Duncan Field will be the first time in 189 years. I don't know when Duncan Field started, but it's been a heck of a long time that they played baseball there every year. And to not be able to do it would be disappointing. I think that's a big deal when the Legion teams go over and play at Duncan Field. All the history that's went on there, you have a chance. You're one of only 14 juniors or whatever to ever hit it out of the park. I mean, there's a small list of not many people
have
done it.
Some kid hit two out in one game the other day, not from Hastings.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So... That hasn't happened. That has not happened very much at Duncan Field, as you said. And finally in sports, before we take a break, talk to Mike McNeil, all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The new soccer rankings out from the Omaha World Herald. Grand Island has moved all the way up to number 2. I have to expect or suspect that's the highest ranking that Grand Island's ever had. And I don't believe Kearney was ever ranked number 1. So I think this would be the highest ranking or tied for the highest ranking for an outstate team ever. Creighton Prep's number 1, Grand Island's number 2. Kearney, despite the loss, continues to move up there. Number 6 in Class B, Lexington 7th, Hastings is 10th, and in the girls in Class B, Holdridge sets at 3rd. Today's Kearney Catholic Soccer, we've just been informed, with the North Platte JV on the road, has been postponed, maybe canceled if they can't find a date. We're going to take a break. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, Mike McNeil is going to join us. And don't forget, this is what day? Thursday. So they're open late at Misco's Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's will get you ready for the baseball and softball season. It's getting here. It's close, folks. Don't wait any longer. The kids are practicing. Get the uniforms. Get the hats. Get the ball bags. Get everything you need at Misco's Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week. And parents, They've got everything you need for the kids or guys, gals, if it's just for yourself for league this year, whether it's baseball or softball, they've got the bats, the gloves, the cleats, the socks, the belts, the batting gloves, the training and practice accessories. And if you are an official, an umpire, they can take care of you.
All of it, every size imaginable. Believe me, they fit me.
Pants that won't rip. At Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, and we're back after this.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats, and you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory goes in effect for our area this afternoon, continues into this evening. A high wind watch is in effect for tonight out through the day on Friday. We'll see high temperatures around 50 with rain showers developing, especially late today. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Back at Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, rolling along on a Thursday and always on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up in just a minute, Mike McNeil is going to join us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. But, Tony, kids are getting ready for the summer, and there's work to do. You always hear about school vehicles, work vehicles, summer vehicles. And that's why they've got a good selection of used vehicles at the Midway Auto Group.
That's exactly right. Whether you're talking Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, any of those brands, they've got over 400 used vehicles to choose from. And they know they've got the one that meets your needs and your budget, most importantly. These vehicles are Midway certified pre-owned. You know that means. It means you get that right Midway 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance package. 6-month up to 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty plus a 30-day exchange privilege. And just because you're buying pre-owned doesn't mean you can't get a good rate. Right now, the rates are as low as 3.9 APR with your good credit. Get the details at Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, or Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, the Midway, advantage. Check it out today. Midway, it's a better way.
ThinkMidway.com. And, Daddy, you just get ready. The NFL draft still a couple of weeks away. In fact, starts 2 weeks from today. And our next guest, a good-looking cat out of Kirkwood, Missouri, is hoping to hear his name called. He is the career record holder for receptions by a tight end, which – again, you just think of all the great tight ends at the University of Nebraska, and Mike McNeil is one of those, and he joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Mike, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
What does an ex-Husker do to get ready for the draft? Are you just kicking it right now? You're in great a shape as you've ever been, or are you still working it out at hard?
No, we're still working out. Not training like I was before pro day, but, you know, still working out now at the stadium. And just lifting weights and running and just trying to stay in shape for whatever happens.
Mike, obviously that's what everybody said, whatever happens. Has anybody told you a round that they think you could be taken in?
You know, I mean, that's just projections. No one really knows other than the teams. But, you know, I've seen as high as four, and, you know, obviously I've also seen, you know, undrafted. So you know, there's a mix out there of people's opinions.
Mike, from a business standpoint, when you've never been through this before, who's talking to you from that standpoint about the lockout and what you need to do once you are selected, or if you're not selected, what the best priority would be for you to pick a team as a free agent?
I mean, you can't pick a team as a free agent until they agree upon something. So if you go undrafted, I mean, you could be looking at three more months without knowing, you know, anything that you're going to do. But, you know, obviously if you're drafted, you know what team you're going to do, but you still might not do anything for 3 months. So, you know, it's just kind of a wait and see. And obviously you're just going to have to keep working out and staying ready for whenever it does come to an end.
Mike, you were a high school teammate of a first-round draft pick a couple of years ago in Jeremy Maclin. Do you stay in contact with him at all?
Yeah, we do. You know, I mean, I don't talk to him every day, but, you know, we still keep in touch with each other and check in every once in a while. I actually probably see him when I head back to St. Louis in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, I still talk to him every once in a while.
Mike McNeil joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He has more reception by a tight end than anybody else, but last year actually listed as a wide receiver. Mike, tight end in the pros, could you possibly be a wideout? I guess I'm thinking you're back to the tight end position. How does that all stack up for you?
I think everyone kind of sees me as an H-back in the NFL, just as a moving piece, you know, maybe splitting out a little bit, playing on the line a little bit, maybe, you know, playing fullback. I played some fullback down in the Senior Bowl, so just kind of playing all over. I don't know that there's one true spot that I'm going to claim. I think I'll just be kind of moving all around.
Talk about the experience at the Senior Bowl and all those sets of eyes being on you every play and probably having to give it your all on every play.
Yeah, you do. I mean, it's like any other practice, except for you have, you know, 600 people watching. So, yeah, you can't take any lazy steps. You got to be going hard the whole time. And, I mean, really, it's a resume builder to start the to start your NFL career. So I was pretty happy with the week down there. But, you know, obviously you got to do well because you got a lot of people watching.
Mike, Husker fans are interested in this question. I think last year you were moved a little bit and thought to be a big part of this offense. And then it really it was frustrating at times for us because you weren't utilized. I'm sure you felt frustrated at times. What were your thoughts looking back on last year?
You know, you can't dwell on it. Obviously, you know, it was tough, but I think it was tough for everyone in the passing game. You know, I think Miles and BK would say, you know, everyone, you know, wished our passing game would have done a little better. Just with how well we did running the ball earlier in the year and then being in predictable passing situations later in the year, you know, getting blitzed, you know, a lot of things just didn't work out. So it was tough.
Mike, where does it come being a leader and being kind of a coach when you got a young quarterback, and it didn't matter if it was Taylor or Cody, whoever it was, they were all young quarterbacks, yet you guys – you got to have a little patience with these guys. When did that kind of wear thin, and what was the relationship between you and the quarterback to try and make both better?
You know, the relationship was fine. I know when people see someone yell at someone else, they think, oh, they hate them, or, oh, there's bad chemistry, or, oh, there's a problem. I mean, you know, sometimes people just have to be yelled at. And, you know, my relationship with both the young quarterbacks was fine. But, you know, sometimes you got to tell people, you know, when they need to do something. You know, sometimes I said throw the ball away instead of taking a sack, little things like that. But as far as chemistry, there was no problems between us.
Mike McNeil joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, a question I'd like to ask everybody getting drafted. When the pro scouts ask you what part of your game translates best to the NFL, what is that?
I think versatility. Just because I can be used in so many different ways. You know, for the University of Nebraska, I played every single position. As far as, like, tight end and receiver, I played in the slot. I played out wide. I played on the line tight end. I played off the line tight end. I played fullback. And I just think that's my biggest strength, being able to know an entire offense and being able to be plugged in anywhere and be able to do a job.
Tight end and wide receiver for the Huskers, Mike McNeil, getting ready for the NFL draft with us here for just another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Mike, everybody does something different. Are you going to be sitting in front of the TV on draft day? Are you going to be out hunting, fishing, golfing, whatever it is you like to do? What's your plan for draft day?
Well, I told my mom I wanted to go golfing, but she said that was unfair because my sisters and my mom could not be with me then. So I told them I would go bowling so that the whole family could go. So we'll see. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do. I know I want to do something that will make it a little easier for it to just, you know, kind of happen and roll by. You know, we'll see what happens. But I think right now bowling might be good for the family.
See, that you can continue to knock crap down right there. You know, it should just pretend they're like D-backs out there.
Mike, I want to tell
the angrier I get, the harder I can throw the ball down the road. You know?
It's a skill sport, right?
Definitely.
Mike, here's what Pro Football Weekly has your positives being. You know how to work through zones and settle into coverage. Nice body control. Competes for the ball in the air and has reliable hands. Good work habits. Is it weird when you can pick up publications and they have your name and a breakdown of your game?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my mom, it's funny. My whole family gets like Google alerts of my name, and they'd call me and be like, oh, did you read this? Did you read that? I haven't really read too many of them, but I hear it. And it is kind of funny having, you know, your sister call you and say, well, this company thinks you do this well, and this company thinks you suck at this. So, you know, it's funny. At least someone from my family will call me and tell me what, you know, what someone's saying, good or bad. And it's always funny to hear what people have to say.
Well, Mike, we're going to be looking forward to watching the draft here in a couple of weeks and hopefully see your name. I think this is one of those cases. We've talked with some of the guys before that might be a sixth or seventh round pick that say, you know what, it might be better to be a free agent because then I have a little say over where I go. But this sounds like a year where you definitely want to hear your name called.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, usually if you can be a free agent instead of a seventh rounder, you can put yourself in a favorable situation. But, you know, this year, the only favorable situation is getting drafted. So, definitely.
Growing up in St. Louis, do you want to be a Ram? Is that the ideal situation for you?
Well, I know that's the ideal situation for my mother. she tells me every day to tell the Rams how much I love them and how much I want to play for them. So, but no, I mean, obviously, I'd play for anyone. Playing in my hometown would be great. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, I'll be happy to play for anyone.
Well, there'd be a pretty good driving radius anywhere around there with a lot of good NFL teams that I know Nebraska fans would follow, whether it's a Chief or a Bear or a Packer or a Ram. We wish you the best of luck, Mike. We sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And, again, congratulations on a great career and best of luck in the NFL.
Thank you guys very much for having me.
Take care. Mike McNeil, tight end, wide receiver for the Huskers. Again, record holder for receptions by a tight end, 82 in his career. 32 of those were way back in 2008, though, his sophomore season. Last year, not so much as a wide receiver, but, you know, that's the way it was, and we move on. And Mike McNeil, I think, and when we talked to Niles Paul earlier in the week, again, maybe these guys are a little untapped talent out there because they didn't have the numbers last year, and maybe they can surprise.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that record. Obviously, Johnny Mitchell left for the NFL, but you know, there's one tight end that I would have thought had a bunch of catches, and 82 doesn't stand out to be that staggering number over a career that you would think would be a career number for a tight end, but nonetheless, it apparently is.
Yeah, Mike had so much promise in Husker fans' eyes, and everybody just kept asking us last year, where's Mike McNeil? Where's Mike McNeil? Where's Mike McNeil? We'll see how that changes this year with the tight ends and the running backs and the wide receivers at the University of Nebraska as they get ready for the spring game. And let's give away some more spring game tickets. We'll do that after this on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hannah's father trained her to be an assassin.
Doctor, die.
Her government denied her existence.
Take a look at this kid's blood sample.
Can't be right.
And her target is the one woman who holds the key to her past.
We need to keep this contained, gentlemen.
Did she turn out as you hoped?
Better.
Saoirse Ronan, Eric Bana, and Cate Blanchett.
Sometimes children are bad people, too.
Hannah.
Come and find me.
Directed by Joe Wright. Original score by the Chemical Brothers. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Hannah starts Friday.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
A wind advisory goes in effect for our area this afternoon, continues into this evening. A high wind watch is in effect for tonight out through the day on Friday. We'll see high temperatures around 50 with rain showers developing, especially late today. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
How dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable, so condescending, unnecessarily critical.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. We want to give you a chance right now to win another family four-pack of tickets to the Nebraska spring game on Saturday. Here's your trivia question. Fairly easy, I think. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776 if you'd like a family four-pack of tickets to Saturday's Nebraska spring game. What was the first bowl game Nebraska football ever participated in? What was the first bowl game the Nebraska football team ever participated in? 888-455-3776. Well, folks, you want to kick back, you want to watch your favorite activities, whether it's just a night at home with the family watching a movie or your sporting activities, or you just want to relax in a comfortable recliner, well, then get it today at Bruce Furniture, because they want you to have your furniture right and they want you to have it fast. That means if it's time to make the change and you purchase this, why should you have to wait another week or two or a month to have it in your home? Not only are they going to have it there immediately, they're going to deliver it free of charge from any of their stores in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Don't forget, folks, visit any one of their Bruce Furniture stores and receive free in-home interior design service, no purchase necessary. So you're getting the new love seat, couch, living room set, recliner. You want to see how it looks? all of a sudden you get in your home and you just don't like it, they're going to switch it out for you free of charge. That's why they do it for you. Don't forget to check them out online, brucefurniture.com, Facebook page, all kinds of deals for you. It's the just right deal for you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Go to the Dent Popper inbox. Mark in Minden says, am I glad you guys have something to talk about locally? The national shows really showed yesterday just how much is not going on in the world of sports when all they could talk about was the Josh Hamilton thing all day. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. Are you mad at the coach? Should the coach have sent him? Are you trying to win baseball games?
It was a freak deal. It doesn't matter whether he should have been gone or whether he should have went or not. It was a freak deal. Freak deal.
Douglas, earlier in the week, you were out Monday, and when we had Stu on to talk about the implementing the dual wrestling tournament, going to be a week after the state wrestling tournament. You like that idea? Not like that idea?
I don't know. I have been against it. All right, not 100%. Raise your arms, drive to the meeting, sternly against it. But if you're for it or you're against it, and you're going to be on one side of the fence, I guess I was against it because I didn't see the point. And if the wrestling community wants it, that's fine. But they're already grumbling about who's going to qualify and how you're going to qualify and where it's going to be held. I mean, don't ruin your sport by all of a sudden having something more to gripe about. You've got a great event in Omaha right now with the state wrestling tournament. So be it. Why detract? I mean, let's just say that Omaha Scut would have faced Central City the very next week in a dual format, and Scut wins. I told you so. I told you so. We're better than you. Yeah. You're taking some of the – because it's the same teams at one state, for the most part, are going to be in this state dual tournament.
In the lower classes, there's only going to be about three teams that have a shot to win the thing, isn't there?
That's
or not.
That's the way it is for the most part at the regular tournament, the way it's scored out. But I don't know. If you could have a full field on every team, because what good is it to have 10 studs and then the rest open weight classes? That doesn't do you any good. That's not a fair comparison. And then all of a sudden you start moving guys. Well, you know, if you're going to have a dual tournament, then your stud better go against their stud if they have an opportunity to go up against each other. Don't be switching them just because you can get a win and they can get a win. I mean, nobody wants to see that. I mean, if you got the number one versus the number two kid, and again, they probably wrestled at states in the regular meet. I don't see enough positives to be really excited about it. I guess that's how I feel about the situation.
I guess Monday I was back off vacation, talked to Stu a little bit in the morning about it, and then really didn't have any reaction to it. But the more you think about it, especially in the smaller class, there's only two teams that can win Class A. Well, no, there's not. There's one team that can win Class A right now. It's Grand Island. And next year, there's only one team that can win Class A. Everybody else is wrestling for second next year. Sorry, Kearney. You're second. The best trophy you can take home next year is second, because you're not beating Grand Island with the lineup that they can put out there right now. They could score 600 points in the state tournament. Now, maybe 550. That's what I've been hearing. That's what people tell me. So there's only one team that can win the... That's why I just think there's, and it gets worse. And you talking about open weights, how many teams can put? How many weight classes are there?
14.
How many people can put 10? How many people can put 10 out of the 14 in Class D? Six.
Not very many. Did we get a winner, Merritt?
We got Tony from Grand Island.
Tony from Grand Island knew that the first bowl game Nebraska ever competed in. Rose Bowl back in 1941, lost to Stanford, but that was the first one that Nebraska ever did compete in. We mentioned that the big renovation around the University of Nebraska is being, started. Tom Osborne last night on his monthly call-in show on the Husker Sports Network spoke about it. $63.5 million expansion will basically double the height of the East Stadium, add about 6,000 seats, cost about $100 million for the entire project. Here's what Athletic Director Osborne had to say last night.
The total cost of all the projects we're doing is around $100 million. Sounds like a lot of money. It is a lot of money. But when you look at the fact that Michigan, I think, spent $200 million on their stadium recently. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma State, I'm sure, has spent well over $200 million on their facilities. Alabama, mm-hmm. same thing. The fortunate thing is that we've been able to save money over the years. With this in mind, roughly $60 million of that $100 million will come from athletic department funds. We'll try to raise about another $25 million, and of that, we're about halfway there. So we need about another $12 million. We'd like to have that. And then we'll do some bonding, and that'll probably be $15 to $25 million. And so that's how we're going to pay for it. And so we're on very sound financial footing at the same time. We could certainly use some help. So we hope that some people will see their way clear to donate to the projects.
Now, this whole expansion is supposed to be complete for the football stadium in 2013. You can go to the website, huskers.com. There's actually another site to click on, expandtheirexperience.com. I don't know. I went and looked at it, and it didn't overwhelm me because there was so much stuff there. But if you want to look at it, expandtheirexperience.com. More than 92,000 folks should be able to go to a Husker game when this is all said and done. And Athletic Director Tom Osborne talks more about what they'll see basically in the East Stadium.
The stadium on the east side will now be as high as the stadium on the west. And so we'll just about double the height of the East Stadium. And so we'll go up with some club seats, and then also there will be two levels. One level skyboxes, another level that will have five skyboxes to start with, and then we'll have some additional seating for corporate groups that want to come in, maybe some extra handicap seating. And then an availability for more suites. Right now, I think we have around 40 suites that have already been committed to and obligated financially. So we feel very good about the way things are going. The total project on the East Stadium will add about 6,000 seats to the stadium. 2,000 of those will be club seats. 3,000 will be general seating, season ticket holders. And then about 1,000 of them will go to people in skyboxes and various kinds of suites.
That's Athletic Director Tom Osborne speaking last night on Sports Nightly on the Husker Sports Network about the stadium expansion. Of course, there's also going to be the Hendricks Training Complex that will be for the basketball and wrestling teams, the Devaney Sports Center renovation where the volleyball team is expected to move in 2014, the indoor facility for baseball and softball expected to be completed in September at Haymarket Park. As Athletic Director Osborne says, $100 million close to that for all of this.
I guess they got it under control financially. Everybody else is doing it. Why? I mean, you know, the big boys are doing it. We got to catch up, and I guess they're going to fill it up. I just hate to. I think that sellout streak's pretty special in college athletics. I'd hate to get so big you're teetering on that.
Farley Dickinson, Maryland Eastern Shore, Central Missouri, Vanderbilt, New Jersey City, Kutztown, Arkansas State, and your Nebraska bowling team competing at the NCAA Championships underway today in Taylor, Michigan as they get the round robin going and then they seed them out in brackets. So keep you up to date on the Nebraska women's bowling team.
Smoking them if you got them, ladies.
Should ask Mike McNeil when we got to bowling if he'd ever hung out with some of the champions from the bowling team. Mike McNeil, want to thank him for joining us on the show today. Also to Kansas State coach Brad Hill. Mason Brodeen, former Loper, might have a chance to play some professional football. He'll be among our guests tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
See you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.